Creating the New Way, Luke 6, verse 12 to 7, verse 17. After running into conflict with the laws of the culture and being rejected by the authorities, Jesus climbed a mountain to be by himself. There he spent the night in prayer in order to seek the Creator's guidance and direction. When it became day, Jesus called his apprentices together on the mountain and chose 12 from among them to be the new 12 sons of Israel. Having been rejected by the rulers of Israel, Jesus chose these 12 to be the foundation and representatives of a new people of Israel. These 12 representatives were Simon, whom he renamed Peter, meaning rock, Peter's brother Andrew, Jacob Zebedee, John Zebedee, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, Jacob Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, a member of the political party of the Zealots that hated Roman occupation, Judah Jacob, and Judah Daggerman, a member of a radical group of zealots who assassinated Roman soldiers, who later betrayed Jesus. Coming down from the mountain after his encounter with the Creator, Jesus stood on a level place. There, a large crowd of his apprentices and a large multitude of people from all the area of Israel and even from the wealthy and powerful seacoast of Tyre and Sidon gathered to him. They came to listen to his teachings and to be rescued from their physical, spiritual, and social afflictions. Many who were under civilization's control received Jesus' liberating care. All the crowd began seeking to touch Jesus because the power of the Creator was coming out from him and renewing all things. Looking directly at his apprentices, Jesus began saying, "Privileged are you who have become poor by leaving everything behind to follow me, for you are living trustfully under the provision and protection of the Creator's rule. Privileged are you who are hungering now, for you will be fed by the hand of the Creator. Privileged are you who are weeping now, for you will laugh and have joy in the Creator's presence. Privileged are you whenever your family or society disowns you, excludes you, verbally abuses you, and rejects you as evil, because you are living as part of the human one's community. Rejoice in the midst of your rejection, for the Creator is on your side and is looking out for you. Remember, every generation has rejected the Creator's true prophets. But condemned are you who have ignored my words and have stayed comfortable and wealthy, for you are stubbornly keeping away from the Creator's call into a life of radical trust. Condemned are you who are filled now, for you will eventually be hungry when your wealth fails you. Condemned are you who are laughing now, for you will eventually mourn and weep when the Creator brings civilization crashing down. Condemned are you when you are loved by all of society, for every generation has loved the false prophets who preach a false peace and misrepresent the Creator. Moreover, I say to you, who have open hearts and are truly listening with the intent to let the Creator change your lives. Love your enemies. Do beautiful and good things to those who disown you. Speak well of those who speak against you and want you to fail. Pray for the good of those who abuse you. When someone hits you in the face, do not fight back, and instead courageously and defiantly offer the rest of yourself as well. When someone takes your outer garment, do not stop him from taking your shirt as well. Give good things to everyone who asks you. When someone borrows or steals from you, do not demand anything back. Treat others in the way you want them to treat you. If you only love those who love you first or love you in return, how is that generous of you? Even the worst people love those who love them in return. If you only do good to those who do good to you first or do good to you in return, how is that generous of you? Even the worst people do that. If you lend, hoping to get repaid or receive something in return, how is that generous of you? Even the worst people lend to others when they can receive equal in return. So be different and truly generous by loving and doing good to your enemies, and lending to others while expecting nothing in return. If you do this, then you can be certain that you are a child of the Creator, and that He will take care of your every need. Remember that the Creator Himself is loving and kind, even to the ungenerous and evil. be shaped into the image of the Creator, and become compassionate, just as your Heavenly Father is compassionate. Do not be judge over others, and then you will not be judged. Do not take vengeance against others, and then vengeance will not be taken against you. Liberate others, and then you will be liberated. Give to others, and then the Creator will give to you so abundantly that all His goodness will overflow all around you. For you will be treated by the Creator in the same way that you treat others. Jesus then taught them with an analogy, saying, Is a blind person able to guide the way for another blind person? Will they not both fall into a ditch? As such, an apprentice must first be guided by her experienced teacher. But when her training is complete, every attentive apprentice will become like her teacher. So why do you see the twig in your brother's eye, but do not observe the log in your own eye? How are you able to say to your brother, Brother, allow me to remove the twig which is in your eye, while you are still blind and do not see the log which is in your eye? Hypocrite! First, you must change yourself and clear your vision by removing the log from your own eye. Then, and only then, will you see clearly enough to help remove the twig from your brother's eye. For a healthy tree does not produce rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree produce healthy fruit. The truth of each tree is known by the fruit it produces. Figs and grapes are not picked from thorn bushes. Likewise, a good person brings forth good from the good stored in his heart, and the evil person brings forth evil from the evil stored in his heart. For the mouth speaks and the body acts from what fills the heart. Your lived life always reveals the truth of your heart and what it is filled with. Therefore, why are you calling me Lord, Lord, and then not obeying my teachings? Every person who comes to me and is listening to and obeying my words is like a person who digs deep and builds a house on a foundation of solid rock. When the floods of life come and break against that house, they are not strong enough to bring the house down because it is built on a solid foundation. But whoever is listening and not obeying is like a person building a house without a foundation. When the floods of life crash against it, then immediately it fractures and collapses in complete ruin. Listening without obeying is worthless. When Jesus finished all of his teaching for the people to listen to, he entered into Capernaum, a city on the northern coast of the Sea of Galilee. Meanwhile, the valued slave of a Roman military officer had been injured in battle and was about to die. When the Roman military officer heard about Jesus, he sent some of the patriarchs of the rich and powerful families of Israel to request Jesus to come and rescue his slave. Coming up to Jesus, these patriarchs began earnestly begging him, saying, This man is worthy of your help, for he is not like most of our Roman enemies. He loves our nation, and he even helped build our synagogue. Jesus went with them, but when he was not far away from the house, the Roman military officer sent friends, saying to him, I now recognize that you, and not the Roman emperor, are Lord of all. So please do not come into my house, for I am a wicked man who is part of great violence and oppression. As such, I did not want to come to you in person. But please, just speak the word, and my slave will be healed from this injury I have caused. I am also a person with authority, and I have soldiers under me who obey my every word. I trust in the power of your word and authority, which is far greater than mine. While Jesus listened to these things, he marveled at the Roman military officer, and turning to the crowd which was following him, he said, I say to you, not even among the people of Israel have I found so much trust and faith. When those sent by the Roman military officer returned to the house, they found the injured slave was healed and restored. During the next day, Jesus and his apprentices, followed by a large crowd, went to the city of Nain in the southern part of Galilee. Just outside the city gate, there was a large crowd from the city leading the funeral procession of the only son of a widow. When the Lord Jesus saw the widow, he had empathy and compassion toward her. knowing that she was now on the bottom of civilization and would soon face the possibility of starvation. Jesus said to her, "Do not weep." Jesus then went up to and grabbed the platform on which her dead son was lying. Those carrying it stood still, and Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." At the command of Jesus, the dead young man sat up and began to speak. Jesus then gave him to his mother, giving her a new chance at life as well. Fear overwhelmed everyone there because they saw the one thing most certain in their lives, death, being overcome. But they also began marveling at the power of the Creator, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and the Creator has begun returning to his people." News about Jesus began spreading into all the regions of Galilee, Samaria, and Judea, as well as all the surrounding lands.